And now, Bone, it is my great pleasure to welcome another of my favorites. I'm telling you, I'm just having all these lovely people on the show today that I admire so much. Julian Sands. Welcome, Julian.
Well, hello, and thank you. Thank you for that kind introduction.
Well, you've been here before to talk about various and sundry things, and this time...
Yes, I have,
yes.
Because I'm lucky enough to have opportunities to do diverse and interesting work, which I'm always happy to share with your audience.
And again, you always have a standing invitation to come on the show to talk about those various and sundry things, not the least of which I think there was a project about Trotsky in there somewhere, right?
There was indeed. I did a film about the assassination of Trotsky, but told from the Russian point of view, the Bolshevik point of view, where they really passionately believe he was a traitor, a bourgeoisie, that he had abandoned the working class for a decadent life in the West. And that although the Western view is that it was a Stalinist plot based on a power grab, which, and of course there's great substance to that, for many of those who worked in Russian intelligence, they believed in their cause with absolute unquestioned commitment.
Well, you know,
I played a Russian intelligence officer who devised the whole thing.
That's a couple hour discussion. That right there.
And the film can be seen on Netflix.
Oh, there you go.
Chosen. For anybody who's interested.
Oh, absolutely, and I know our audiences will be. I do want to, because we've only have you for about 5 minutes, I want to get to the task at hand, which is LA Theater Works production starting next Thursday and running through a Sunday of Daniel Deronda, George Eliot's novel, which she wrote under the pseudonym. She was Marianne Evans, and wrote this, which... about Judaism in the Victorian era. Sounds fascinating.
It is fascinating, and it's not just about Judaism, it's about identity, because the story focuses on Daniel Deronda, who is a boy who is adopted as a child by a well-to-do and very sympathetic Anglo-Saxon upper-middle-class family in London. But as he grows into a young man, and he's drawn to something, he's on his journey, perhaps we all are as young people, to find out who he really is. And it's an instinct, it's as much as anything, that takes him into a situation where he falls in love with a Jewish girl. And he feels such identity with her, such completeness, and then it's revealed that he was of Jewish birth. And it's an exploration of romance, identity, mysticism, because there's a lot of the Kabbalah, which is explored, and hypocrisy and jealousy and the injustices of the Victorian class system. It's a very complex work, but it's been beautifully adapted for the stage. When LA Theatre Works, who can't be given enough praise for producing amazing work with wonderful cast consistently, and when we'll be recording the production. And eventually it will be broadcast on radio, too. So
right here, on KPFK.
Exactly so. But it is conceived and performed as a live event. You know, there are audiences. It's not sitting around in a radio studio, which gives it a dimension and a depth and a complexity as an experience, which for both performer and audiences alike is very rich.
And the casts are always great. These are, even though you do have script in hand, these are full out, really productions.
Yeah. You have the script in hand because there isn't time to learn it. But that doesn't act as an impediment. having the script in hand, with which you are very familiar, is actually what is very liberating, because the focus can be totally on the character and the interaction between the characters in these very powerful, dramatic, and tender scenes. And although there isn't a fully fledged designed set, the human imagination on the part of the audience and the performer fulfills the experience in a very complete way. Anybody who hasn't experienced this sort of theatre is in for a real surprise.
I absolutely agree, and I want to urge our audience to go to latw.org to get more information, to arrange for tickets. I am going to give away a couple of pairs of tickets. These would be good for a choice of performance Thursday through Saturday, the 15th through the 17th. Call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, if you're a listener subscriber and if you haven't won anything in the last couple of months. I want to thank you so much, Julian. We have to wrap up, but of course you are welcome to come back anytime and talk about your other projects as well. And
well, thank you.
Again, it's Daniel Duranda, LA Theater Works, performance in front of a live audience at the UCLA James Bridges Theater next Thursday through Sunday. And I also want to thank Tim Robbins. Check out Here and Now and get down to the gang to see the new Colossus. We're going out with the soundtrack of The Shape of Water. Of course, the Oscar-winning film and Oscar-winning score by Alexandre Desplat.